calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. All right.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music and talk show, where every week I broadcast sounds from a long, long way away in Australia, a long way from where I'm sitting right now anyway, in British Columbia. We play lots of great brand new Australian and Canadian music, and if we're lucky, we get a special guest, and we might have somebody popping in today named CJ Nash, who is an Australian expat, like myself, living in Vancouver. So let's see if he makes it down here on the bus. He hasn't been to the station yet before, but I'm quietly confident he's going to come here before the end of the show. We do have a shorter show this week again. It's only 1 hour, so we better get into it. And of course, in the background, you are hearing our theme song here of the show, I'm Stranded by the Saints, a bona fide classic, the song that started Australian punk, and featuring the guitar work of Ed Cooper. And I think it's always a great idea to revisit Ed's fantastic solo work here on the show every now and then. I don't think I've played enough Ed Cooper music. And honestly, I haven't kept up a lot with his recent output. He's incredibly prolific. But I do have a trusty best of that I pull out every now and then. And we're going to play three tracks from it. Ed Cooper is just a phenomenal solo independent musician, and he epitomizes the hard-working, pure independent spirit. He's never been aligned with a major label, and he's been putting out solo album after solo album for decades, all on his own label, and he's assisted by his wife, who does the artwork. He's done countless tours, highly respected artist, and we're going to play, as I say, three tracks from the Ed Cooper Sings His Greatest Hits For You CD. It's a real favourite of mine. Of course, you know, his last name is spelt K-U-E-P-P-E-R, so it's not Cooper, like C-O-O-P-E-R, but Ed Cooper, K-U-E-P-P-E-R. He's of West German origin, but he did co-found the Saints in Brisbane in 1973, and, of course, they exploded in the late 70s, just as punk was taking off with that classic single, I'm Stranded. But let's get into it anyway. Phenomenal musician, and no one sounds quite like this guy. Let's play for you. I'm going to play for you one song from 1992, then one from 93, and then one from 95. So the first one is called It's Lunacy, and it's from the Black Ticket Day album. This is Ed Cooper. Thanks so much for tuning in. You're on Stranded.
Won't try hard to save the day, it's lunacy. It's like a change has come. Everything I loved is gone, just taken away. I'm walking backwards, country too, just trying to get the things back that it did to me. Your house burned down, a friend around, your confidence shook to the ground, shook to the ground. After all that's left to say was enough. It like be, but if I'm not, just sure to see where I went wrong. But I'm a human, you ask me sensitive to questions that you ask of me. Well, there's one thing now, my baby child, I'll never be afraid to cry, afraid to cry. After all that's left to say was enough, it's not today. Taken away. I'm walking back in country, just trying to get the things back that it did to me. Your house went down, a friend around, your confidence shook to the ground, shook to the ground.
folks. We're the Bitterweed Draw, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Phenomenal stuff there from the great Ed Cooper. From three solo albums, we heard It's Lunacy from the Black Ticket Day album, 1992, and Sleepyhead from Serene Machine, 1993, and Pissed Off from A King in the Kindness Room from 1995. And he's still making incredible music. I really need to bone up on my Ed Cooper, but I've neglected his most recent output. But he's still a powerhouse independent musician. He really sets the standard for a self-determined career, completely outside of the mainstream music machine, I suppose. Of course, most well known for his early work with the Saints. Interestingly, there's a Saints documentary that just came out, which I thought was going to be fantastic, and I couldn't find it on. It's produced in Australia, and because of internet laws or whatever, you can't even access it online here in North America yet, which I was frustrated about. But then I read an opinion piece by a very well regarded Australian music journalist, whose name escapes me right now, but. Anyway, he was like saying, everyone, don't watch this. It's a load of crap. It's like really poorly put together. And it sort of downplays Australian music and talks too much about punk outside of Brisbane. And the songs, they didn't play the right songs. And all. Anyway, he had all these things to say about this film. And I mean, this guy knows his stuff. So maybe he's right that it's not a documentary that does the band justice for, I mean, the sheer power that they did have. And they just changed the musical landscape in Australia back then. But anyway, there is, I think, yeah, I don't know what it's called, but there you go. But in any event, Ed Cooper, the great man, and we will revisit his music, of course, in due course. You're on Stranded, and we'll be right back with some brand new music.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
You can't earn my trust. You can't still watch. hypocrisy. Come the drones of democracy. To the weddings of Yemeni, it's homes and families. It's like us. Gifts from heaven comes. Call the cluster bomb. Made by hand a new charm. The fields were fresh. To wet the dust with blood. To free the hate in me. Your democracy. What if you knew them? Cut up on the ground.
Even up the score. No air conditioning, no heat. Fighting with your brothers all the way to the folks. Piggy in the middle, never sat by the window. Can you hear me calling on the wind through your door? I'm a living room flickering light. When you called on me, I'm a 6 feet four. I'm as high as a kite. When you were growing up, did you have enough? With your little girl glasses and your sackcloth clothes, I drank too much, I pissed it all away. I wish my life wasn't such a cliche. Can you hear me calling on the wind through your door?
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audio Pile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
And you are listening to a show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Great new music there. First up was the Valerie Trails, Australian band. Interesting, I've spoken about them before. They have part of the band lives in Houston, Texas, and the other part lives in Brisbane in Queensland, and they somehow record music between each other. I think two of the main members is Andrew Bauer, Sean Bauer. I think those two brothers, I think, possibly live in those two different cities. So that was Star Song from a Buffalo Speedway, their album. And in the middle there was the legendary Art Bergman. He has a new EP out called Songs of the Underclass, some fantastic social commentary. And we played track one. It's an epic song called Drones of Democracy. Sort of reminded me of a little bit of the Neil Young Crazy Horse guitar work, but with some really great cutting-edge social commentary. And then Linda McRae, a legendary folk singer from this part of the world, Fantastic stuff. She has a new album out called Shadow Trails, a great songwriter, great storyteller, and the song was called Can You Hear Me Calling? So very soon we should have our special guest CJ Nash. He is Australian expat living here in Vancouver, and we'll get him to play a few songs and have a chat. You are on Stranded. You can catch us online anytime, ozstrandedradio.com, and also you can find us on Twitter at ozstranded. Please tweet and say hi.
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
And we're back here on Stranded, and yes, our special guest has arrived. His name is CJ Nash, and he is all the way from Melbourne in Victoria, but he is based in Vancouver, so that makes him a very interesting guy from my vantage point doing this show. Hello, CJ.
Hi, mate. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all.
Nice to be here.
I know you're busy, and how did you make your way down here tonight? Did you guys catch the bus?
The lovely Ava behind me here has generously donated her mother's vehicle this evening for this opportunity. So big thanks to that lady over there.
That's great. Thank you. Because I know CJ was busy working in a movie set till fairly late.
Yeah.
Into the early evening.
Yeah. They keep telling me it's over, but it never ends.
That's what I hear. You're the first person I've had come in here who works in that field. Sometimes forget that Vancouver's got this big music thing.
Yeah, totally, man.
Movie thing.
For sure. It was kind of, I've been here almost exactly a year now, and I actually studied a film degree in Melbourne at Deakin University down there. So for me, it was kind of one of the reasons I wanted to come to Vancouver specifically is because of the industry that they've got here. But, after I studied that degree, I immediately went to work as a musician. So it was like, what was the point of doing that, right? So it took me a little while, but I'm finally actually beginning to work in the field, you know, that I've got the actual, that I did all the work for, so.
Well, I would think, I don't know, just me thinking, well, it might help for music videos.
Absolutely.
Have you made any yourself self-produced?
Or? Yeah, the thing about me is I'm actually a drummer.
Yeah.
I've always played guitar just sort of for myself and not really anything more than that. Up until a year ago, I've been mostly playing other people's music. So
yeah.
It's a pretty big change for me to all of a sudden be the one who's got to be accountable for everything. And so that's been a bit of a learning curve in that respect. Yeah.
Well, it's great. Often, transplanting overseas forces you into
totally,
this new headspace.
Yeah.
I can relate to that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure you can. Absolutely.
Yeah.
How long have you been here?
Oh, 5 years.
Yeah.
Well, more than that actually, but 5 years doing this show. Yeah. But yeah, like for me, this show was what I did when I moved here. I never thought of doing it in Australia.
Right? Yeah, I know. Right?
Thing,
it
so.
Kind of it pushes you. It kind of it gives you a little bit of impetus to to put yourself out there and give something a go that you wouldn't have otherwise done. And yeah, it's exactly the same thing, dude. I very consciously like didn't buy a drum kit because I didn't want to just, and that would have absolutely been the easy thing to do,
yeah,
to be just join a few bands or
people would
do
have
some session
you,
work or whatever. It would have been fine, but I wanted to do something different, and this was the opportunity to do it now, right?
Yeah.
So I landed and I bought a nice guitar, and here I am trying to figure it all out. So
good for you.
Yeah, and, thanks, man.
And said nice guitar is here.
It is here.
Present.
It's in an open tuning. Isn't it pretty?
I was going to ask when you were tuning up. I'm a guitar player myself now, and I'm curious, what tuning is that?
That's a good question. I'm one of those musicians who there's some like musical theory that I know, but mostly it's just my ear. So I can tell you that that's a D, that's an A, that's also a D. And then there's some other ones, you know.
Could be Dad Gad.
Yeah, it could be Dad Gad.
Yeah.
You're quite right.
Well, whatever works.
Anyway, so yeah.
Well, how about we go straight into a song then?
Absolutely.
CJ Nash, a transplant from Melbourne, and he's here in this studio here in Vancouver.
Another night, another final blow. He's making excuses why he's been elusive and cold. His friends though thought that together they'd grow up and grow old. But taken so young, she'd become just a memory of love. And thus, if you're wondering if dying can remove all the pain, oh yeah, it does. Just not for us. It's happening right now. It's happening now. Oh, it's happening right now. It's happening now. Surprisingly calm. 12 years it's been, and she's seen all the dumb things we've done, Lord. But enough is enough, it's no wonder she's been smoking too much. She don't want to kill him, but her God isn't willing to. Yeah. It's happening right now. It's happening now, Lord. Oh, it's happening right now. It's happening now, Lord. Oh, it's happening right now. Standing around, just one of the crowd. He stepped down the road and the headlights grew brighter until he stepped, he's left with the side of his body and some night she still wakes up in the night and decides if there's something else that she could have done.
She gets out of bed and instead takes a dog for a run. It's happening right now, it's happening now, oh Lord, it's.
Robots need love too.
This is Dan Mangan and you are listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver and surrounding university area.
They want to be loved by robots, need love too. They want to be loved by you.
Very nice work. Thank you, CJ Nash.
Thanks so much.
Live here in the studio.
I told you my brain was frazzled. I forgot the words at the end there. See, that's a good excuse to go to. It's a very good one.
Well, that's no problem. But it was a great song, and I noticed lyrics there like seemed to be very based in reality. Like there was lost phone works.
Yeah, totally. It was an interesting one. I got the idea for it. I was on a bus super late at night. It was the 19, for those of you playing at home. And I was coming home from work. I was doing a bartending shift, and there was this crazy guy who, it was piercing rain, and this guy just walks out in the middle of the road and just stood there for like 10 minutes. He just stood in the middle of the lane, and the bus driver, who was a woman, just had to sit there. And she got talking to all these people on the bus, and she's like, yeah, I just had like the worst day of my life. Like, there's all this crap's just happened, and now this guy's in the middle of the road, and there's nothing I can do. And she just had to like call dispatch or whatever, and they had to send some other bus driver because she just couldn't handle it. It's like, I can't do this.
Yeah, right.
And she just left. Oh, yeah, so I kind of just.
That's difficult.
So from that thing, I kind of made up a bit of a story, you know, I suppose, as to why that guy might have been there in the first place, right? So, yeah, I just kind of extrapolated from there and then gave her side at the end. So, yeah.
You know, 100 songs could come from that.
Right, I know.
Who knows? You're speculating.
It could
be anyone. Wow.
I've also found that as well. Like, I find, well, of the very few songs that I've actually completed, really, I've found so far, you know, with my own writing, that it's a lot easier for me to write from someone else's perspective. I'm not sure what that says about me psychologically, of course. It's interesting. And you're right, like, just telling someone else's story for some reason just works for me.
It's a lot of, like, keep at it because so many great songwriters have done just that.
Right, yeah. There's cool, no, yeah. I'll try. Thanks, man.
You know, yeah, I truly believe it.
Thanks so much.
You know, everyone, and Johnny Cash, you know, there's one, I think.
Yeah, for sure.
A track from CJ Nash. What is it actually called?
So that one's called Happening Now.
Happening Now.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And I'm going to hazard a guess that you got off a bartending shift. Was it at the railway club here?
Or was yes, it was. It yes, was. It absolutely was, yeah.
That's where we met.
Yes, indeed.
And that's good for you for working there because it's an established place.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it was one of the only places in town that I really felt, you know, actually in a lot of ways, you know, like home, like Melbourne. It's kind of a divey little bar, but it's the mecca around here, right? For that up and coming, you know, music scene.
Yeah.
So everyone goes there. Everyone's been there. You know, it's a bit of a hub for that kind of that kind of thing.
And I've never lived in Melbourne myself, and I somewhat regret it because I know it's this great musical city. Can you describe what your life was
for
like?
Sure,
back then?
Man. Yeah, I mean, I've been in a lot of bands, you know, throughout my tenure, there was a couple that did quite well, and we were on a major label for a while, so they sent us to Atlanta to make an album, which was for four skinny jean bearded, you know. Bespeckled boys from Melbourne. It was a pretty wild thing to have happen to you. And we were very lucky to get that opportunity, and that it just taught us so much. Just from having that experience, just a lot of it was, particularly in the studio, lessons that we learned from the producer that we worked with over there. Just stuff like that you'd never think of that, of course, makes sense when he's there telling you that, but you just would never think that, right? Like you'd never go down that avenue with your brain to make those process connections.
Yeah.
And he's just, he'd been doing it for however many thousands of years, and it's the things that you pick up, right? So, yeah. So we had that experience there, and it definitely put me on a good track in terms of just having my shit together, really, you know, and not going into the studio unprepared and. Yeah, and just kind of, but also at the same time, going with the flow, you know, and things happen in the studio which are happy accidents, and you've kind of got to follow that sometimes. So the trick is to know when to and when to get back on the plan, right? So, lots of lessons.
Amazing experience. What was the band?
So that band was called Whitaker. They're called Whitaker now. They used to be called Ryan Making the Few, and then Ryan Making.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. You know, there's so much great music. I mean, I try to play as much music from Melbourne as I can, but sometimes yeah. I miss bands.
Yeah, like, yeah. I'd be happy to put you onto those guys. They're doing really good stuff.
That'd be great.
I think they're doing a tour in London at the moment, so in England.
Okay.
So, yeah, check them out. Whitaker.
We'll play some of their music a bit later on. But for now, we're talking about CJ Nash's solo work. And you've really got out in a fair bit in Vancouver already.
I've tried to.
Yeah. What are some of your good music playing experiences so far?
I've done a lot of very small shows because, frankly, I didn't have enough material, you know, to do a proper set myself. So it was kind of like just working my way into whatever was happening and going, you know, someone else's gig, like, hey, why don't you jump up and play a couple of songs? Because, you know, I just happen to know a guy, right? So it's in the same way that the Melbourne music scene's, you know, such a huge door opener to new opportunities. That's what it's been here for me already. I've had a couple of really good friends who've kind of helped steer me in the right places, and that's been completely invaluable for me. So I've had a couple of those sort of shows, and I've only sort of very, very recently, in the last month really, kind of started to do my own proper, you know, shows. And still kind of working on some material, and I've had to fill a few gaps with some good old fashioned Australian cover songs, which of course I can get away with because no one knows them here.
I'm curious. Sneaky, right? I do the same. I Sneaky. Play some songs here myself. I'm curious. Do you mind revealing some of your?
Sure. Yeah. Covers? I mean, Leonardo's Bride is and their hit Even When I'm Sleeping.
Oh yeah.
Amazing tune. So like, God, it's just one of those tunes you wish you wrote, but. Yeah, so I try and work that one in when I can, and there's a bit of Bernard Fanning from Powderfinger, yeah. And his first album was a big thing for me. So yeah, do some of his stuff there, and there's a little Birdie song that I do. Yeah, there's a few things.
It's cool that you do some really contemporary ones. I tend to do older ones, like yeah. Paul Kelly and stuff.
Some Barnsley, and yeah.
Well, that, I can't screech, but anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
amazing.
That's really cool.
We did a festival that Jimmy Barnes was playing at once, and our green room tent was beside his, and you know, I think we'd finished playing, so we were all kicking back with a few beers, and all of a sudden you just hear Jimmy Barnes in the next tent warming up, and it just like, this is his warm up. And he just screams at the top of his lungs, and it's the loudest thing you've ever heard in your life. And he doesn't need a microphone. Like, just put him on stage, right? We've completely lost all of our Canadian listeners, by the way.
Yeah, Jimmy Barnes is a national icon, I guess, vocalist. Certainly. For a band called Cold Chisel, who are a big band in the 70s?
70s 80s? And 80s, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the 80s pub scene in Sydney.
Yeah. I can't think of an equivalent Canadian band, to be honest. They're a hard rock band. They had a real appeal with the working class. Ian Moss was the guitarist, Ian right? Moss, very, yeah. Very talented.
Went on to have quite a successful solo career.
He did, yeah.
Ian Moss, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, time. We could chat about Australian music right? all day, but I really
to do it again sometime.
Definitely. Well, I want you to at least play a couple more tracks.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to, man. Let me just retune this guy.
She's living by the sea, thinking about me. Me, I don't wanna be the reason that it stings. We had a little fling that never seemed to ease. Between this and sad of things brings me to this. She's saying jealous things. She's missing Halloween. She speaks of taking care of me from November 23. And I wanna swim with you. She got me turned around. And I set my sails for you. She ran the boat aground, yeah. She couldn't be. True, but how it came to be was accidentally. Oh, it's a swing so heavily away from who I used to be. Oh, I was free when you held me. Close enough to read the ink upon your skin. Yeah, I wanna swim with you. She got me turned around. Oh, oh, and I set my sails for you. She ran my boat aground. Sink, she won't let me. But you, you're the one I love, but that isn't good enough.
Thank you, CJ Nash. Another great track there. What was that called?
That one's called Sink.
Sink.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. That was kind of the first one that I kind of really got my teeth stuck into, and yeah, it's that whole like lightning in a bottle thing, right? You just like you gotta capture it when it's there, and
yeah,
yeah, just kind of everything in my brain was telling me to like go to bed because I was super tired, as apparently I tend to do. Yeah, but I just knew that if I stopped, you know, I wouldn't get it out, right? It'd be one of those songs that just never gets written, never gets finished. So yeah, I stuck it out, and I'm glad that I did. Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing, and I'm glad you've come all the way down tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I just wanted to say before we part ways, that one song I saw that you posted online, I think it was called I'm Not Coming Home.
That's right.
Is that literal? Is that in concrete?
It's somewhere in the middle of literal and not literal, I think. Yeah. It was. I mean, for that one, yeah, if anyone wants to check it out, you can go to CJ Nash, just type in CJ Nash to YouTube and you'll probably find some stuff. Not coming home. It was. you know, there's all those songs, right, that are all about, you know, coming home and, like, everything. There's no better place than home kind of thing. And I just found myself in a place in my life where I didn't think that. And that's not to say that I don't love home and I don't miss home. Like, of course I do. You know, that is home for me. It's one of my homes. And it always will be. But just where I was at that time was like, I want someone should have a song about, like, that's equally as sentimental about not coming home, right? Because there's something about that, and it's, like, there's something to be celebrated about that, and so that's it's the anti coming home song, right? So
I relate to that being so far from home.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
Quite a while. So, well, thank you, CJ Nash, and anytime, look out around Vancouver for CJ playing some more shows in the near future, I'm sure.
This is Zach from Black Breath, and you are listening to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC.
Fans, welcome to our CITR Sports live presentation of Canada West Conference Ice Hockey on 101.9 FM. The University of Lethbridge Pronghorns face off against the UBC Thunderbirds tonight at the Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center. It's time for the opening face-off, and for the play-by-play call of the game, let's connect right now with our commentators ringside.
Good evening. Welcome inside the Father Bauer Arena at the Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Winter Sports Center on our live coverage of